Good morning. I'm Josh, and joining me on the phone, we have Mr. Mark C. Romig. Now, Mark, you're going to recognize his voice. He is the voice of the Saints. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. I'm really good, and I appreciate you having me on board talk about the American Diabetes Association.
I'm super excited about that, too. But first, I have to say this. Anytime I tell someone I work in radio, they're like, I don't believe you. I'm like, yeah, I work at Life Songs. And they're like, I listen to Life Songs. I've never heard you. Say something you would say on the radio. So I usually give them the weather forecast. Can you give us something that you would normally say at a Saints game so that everyone can know, yeah, that's the guy?
Yes, sir. Let's go with first down Saints.
Nice. Now, that is definitely a sound that we got to hear a lot last week. Hopefully we hear it again this week when we take on the 49ers. But
indeed,
before we get to the game, which is not until 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, so there's plenty of time to do this event first, let's talk about what the ADA's got going on this weekend. Tell me a little bit about this walk to stop diabetes and how you got involved.
Well, it's a great opportunity for people to not only come together and do something to help us fight this terrible disease, but it's a fun way for us to be together as a community. So on Sunday morning at Lake Lawn in Metairie, right there off of the expressway, we're going to see about 500 walkers come together to help fight and to stop diabetes. It's going to be a wonderful day of cooking demonstrations, a kids zone. Of course, we'll do the walk around the cemetery, and it's just a beautiful way to come together, and it's all for a great cause.
You know what's crazy is in most communities, you tell people, yeah, we're going to do a fundraising walk through a cemetery, and they're like, you are nuts. That is crazy. In New Orleans, it's one of the most beautiful places you can go.
It's very peaceful, and it's also about life.
I mean,
cemeteries, of course, are where we go and honor those that have passed, and it's also a way for us to remind each other that that's our fate and our destiny, and we want to make sure that we're living this life as purposeful and as disease-free as possible. So I think it's a great way to do it, and it begins at 9 a.m., so after people go to their services on Sunday morning, they can come out 9 a.m., and the walk begins around 10 a.m., and again, I think to your point, it's a beautiful place to do this.
It's going to be a gorgeous day, too. The weather forecast has temperatures in the mid-70s for Sunday, so it should be perfect for this event.
Got that cool front coming through this weekend, right?
Fingers crossed. I really hope so. How physically challenging will this walk be? Can anyone do it?
Yes, it's not physically challenging. I think the most important thing is that you'll be with a group of people that are working together to do this, and it's just going to be a very spirited walk. We'll be in a position where everybody will be thinking about the good work that we're all doing to help fight this dreaded disease. And you know, there are about 26 million people in the United States living with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost 10% of the total population. It is really affecting and touching people that we know, that we have family, friends, and again, it's the awareness that we are all about, and it'll make the walk that much easier.
Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you for chatting with us. Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes is this Sunday. It's at Lake Lawn Metairie, 5100 Pontchartrain Boulevard in New Orleans. For all the details, registration, and much more, check out lifesongs.com. It will be a beautiful Sunday for this. Any closing thoughts, Mark? Something that you want to give out to people? Just say, hey, this is why you should do this. Here's what should motivate you.
Well, the fact that people that we all know and love have this disease, and I think it's our way of showing love back to them and that we care. And I think coming out at 9 a.m. on Sunday to Lake Lawn Metairie and being part of this will be a wonderful testimony to what we all want to do with each other, and that is just keep each other in our prayers and hearts and love. And I say, come on out Sunday morning. We're going to have a great time.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark, very much.
All right, Josh. Have a good day.